Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Talk radio to spark your curiosity, illuminate your spirit, and fire you up into action right here, right now, and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Catherine Scott. I'm so excited. She's an internationally recognized authority on dating and attracting love. And today's the focus really be about coming up with a set of strategies to increase your confidence and brighten your outlook about dating. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks, CJ. I am so excited to be here and talk about my favorite subject.
And this whole month is about love, and we were just talking about how we love love and hearts, and this is like a perfect time right around Valentine's Day. And it's also a really hard time too. I was sharing with a couple of my girlfriends that I was going to be talking to, and I have three girlfriends all in their 40s, you know, mid to late 40s. And they've pretty much just given up on dating. Either they have, you know, gone to a couple of events, you know, haven't found Mr. Right, done online dating for a couple of months, feel like it's a waste of time, you know, go on a bunch of dates that don't really seem to fit. And they're getting kind of, you know, depressed. And I think at the end, I hear this, like, it's just futile. And then afterwards, I hear a bunch of kind of negative self-talk or barraging like the potential date or the experience of dating altogether. So this is the state of my female friends. What advice do you have to share with them? Because I never know what to say.
Well, first and foremost, everyone wants love, period. We all want a significant other. And so when you hear people say, I've given up on love, what you need to do is to get them back in the game and let them know they're either in denial or they're lying to you. And so they have to stop, first of all, trash talking themselves, because that's the basic. If they think that they're not worthy of love, if they think they're broken, trust me, men will see that and know that and run for the hills. And they have to stop trash talking their dates, because we attract the person that we are. And so one of the questions I love to ask singles is, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being absolutely perfect and ideal, how would you rate your life today? And first of all, they have to come up with a number. And a lot of people might say, oh, about a 5. I'll say, that's great. I can get you a date with a 5. And of course, that shocks them, because they're like, I want a date with a 10. Well, it's like, you know, honey, there's some work to be done to take you from a 5 to a 10. So stop trash talking the 5s that you're dating, because that's where you are in life as you see yourself.
Oh, so it's a mirror.
It's a mirror
of what you feel on the inside to get yourself from a 5 to 10. That's so, but you know, here's the thing. That is really hard to do.
No, you know, it's not. It starts with the spark of excitement. Get excited about your life. Because if you say, I'm done dating, you have 100% guaranteed failure for ever being with someone. If you just get yourself excited, and I'm going to give you ways to get excited, then okay, you have 100% chance of success, because never give up. And I'll tell you, I've got clients from usually around 39. My last client at 71 just got married. That is exciting.
Oh, come on. That's
71.
Not even true.
And she's kind of a hottie, though.
71, you're a hottie. That's
yes.
Fabulous. See that.
Yes. God, I love going to weddings like that.
So what are they in denial about? They're in denial. You said they're in denial, and they really do want love, but they're kind of being in denial about that. Is that what they're in denial
exactly
about?
Exactly. And so the minute they do that, they're just throwing away all of their opportunities for success. Because if you tell the universe, well, I don't really want anyone, guess what? The universe goes, oh, okay. Your subconscious mind goes, oh yeah, you're right. And they will, the subconscious mind will believe anything that you tell it. And then it will find evidence to support your conclusion. You're right. You've gained weight. You're right. You don't wear makeup when you go out. You're right. Your clothes, you know, are frumpy. You must not be looking. So you've got to just begin to tell yourself, even if you have to fake it till you make it, that, hey, you know what? I really do want love. You have to get vulnerable. And that attracts a man, trust me, when you say, yeah, you know what? I really do want someone in my life. I have a good life, but I want a great life. And that takes a partner. And that's what I'm looking for. And that will soften a woman very quickly.
But how do you get, okay, so let's say, and my girlfriends, they had, you know, 1, 2, 3 maybe dates that weren't so good. It's kind of hard. Now, granted, maybe they came out with 5 energy, therefore we're, you know, attracting 5 energy. But, you know, what happens? 3 not so great dates. It's easy. I think it's easy to conclude like, yeah, well, maybe this isn't for me.
Maybe 3 dates? I just heard on the radio that. What is it? 100 dates to find the one? It's like, really? So you're going to find, you're going to try 3 times to walk as a child and then give up. You're going to find 3 times to have 3 interviews to find your perfect job and then give up. Really? We got to go for it.
No, I get it. All right. So what is a realistic expectation then? If 3 times is not enough, I mean, really 100 dates? Like, that's like a job at that point. How can people do that?
What if I could teach you the shortcut?
Okay.
What if I could teach you how to pre-qualify or disqualify a potential partner in 5 minutes or less? Would that be useful?
No, not at all. No, of course it would be.
See, the point is most people are into the serial monogamy thing. You know, someone will be attracted to them. They'll go out with them maybe, you know, for 6 months, a year. And then they know darn well that's not the right person, but they're not sure why. But after about 2 years, they break up. That's not dating. The definition of dating is spending time with multiple people for the purpose of having fun. You notice 2 points, having fun. Multiple people. And I didn't say sleeping with multiple people. I said dating. So the way that you get the shortcut is, number one, is the secrets of online dating. The secrets of dating is to understand, first and foremost, who are you? What are your characteristics? You know, what are your relationship patterns? What are your family of origin issues that you need to deal with? What is your personality style? All those things are really, really important. What is it that you need to feel love? If you don't know those things, then how can you even know the characteristics of the person you're looking for, the what, which is number 2. But more problems that I hear with women especially is when they're trying to define the characteristics of the perfect guy, the first thing they say is, I want chemistry. Well, ladies, we're not wired that way. So we really go back to the caveman time, and I use the caveman theory with my clients, and understand that women, first and foremost, need to fall in love with the man's mind qualities. That means, is he intelligent, resourceful, communicative? Can he take care of you? Does he have a job? All those things. Then you want to fall in love with his heart qualities. Is he kind, understanding, respectful, accepting, those things? And then you look at this guy and go, wow, how come I never noticed he's so hot? Seriously. So these 5 conversational questions, the first one I'll give women right here and right now. The first question you ask yourself when you see a man, and this is your assignment, ladies, every man you see from here on out, you ask yourself the question, can I ever imagine myself kissing this man? If the answer is, oh God, no way, right? Like he has no teeth or something, then you run, you're done. You don't have to date anybody, you know, is repulsive. However, if the answer is, oh my God, yes, you're done too, because that is not the good man that you're looking for. By the way, you're looking for a good man who can get bad. You're not looking for a bad boy. And this is a man that one look at him and all of a sudden you've forgotten everything and all you want to do is jump into bed with him. That's not the guy you're looking for. The answer that you're looking for is, yeah, Yeah, I think so once I get to know him. So that's all right. The first question.
Okay, I want to hear the next five questions after the break. This is amazing. I think that's a really good question, though. And with this, you're surprising the answer, right? Because if you want to kiss the person, although I don't quite understand, I'm going to have to ask you after the break, but I do want to know, like, can you kiss a person if you say yes, and why is – then is that when you go to the second question? Is that what you said? Can I ever kiss them? And then if you say yes, then you go figure out if it's a good man or – that can get
I've got more questions for
okay,
you.
Okay, so many questions, so many questions. All right, dating coach Catherine Scott on Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, we have to cover these five questions. And I also want to, in the next segment, get people psyched up for dating, which is what you alluded to earlier. You want to know more about Catherine or listen to other shows like this, check it out at www.fireitupwithcj.com. And Catherine's website, it's called makingloveworkforyou.com. So it's makingloveworkforyou.com. Check it out. Make sure to stick around for freebies at the end of the show.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere.
Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word.
Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire Up on CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment, Catherine Scott, who coaches singles in 40s and beyond, sharing her secrets to dating. And right before the break, you were coming up with the four questions that women should ask themselves about a guy to kind of pre-screen them. And you said that there's actually different questions for men, so I can't wait to hear these. What are the other questions? So the first was, can I ever imagine kissing this man? And if the answer is no, then walk along, sister. Right?
Yes. Right. So the answer should be, yes, I can imagine. By the way, there are five questions, because then it only takes 5 minutes to pre-qualify or disqualify, which are perfect. If you're going to a speed dating event, you have 3 extra minutes. That's great.
Right.
Okay. So the second question for women is directly to the man. So tell me, what do you love about your work? That's because a man needs to be settled in his job, in his way of contributing, right, to the finances, in order to be in a relationship. So you're looking for multiple things. First of all, is he positive or negative, right? Does he have anything that he loves about his job? Second of all, does he have a job? Is he in school? If he's in school, he is not ready for a relationship. And I know guys that are in school hate me saying this, but they don't know where they're going to be when they're done, right? Mm-hmm. So you can date them, but they're not relationship material. So ask the guy the question, what do you love about your work? And then he doesn't get to just talk about his work. He gets to talk about the experience and the feeling. And you're looking for a guy that's half full, that has a good job, that he's excited about.
Yeah, but then going back to if dating really is about spending time with multiple people and having fun, I mean, you can have fun with someone who's in school, but I mean, are you saying, is this a pre-qualify for marriage, or what's this a pre-qualification for?
This is a pre-qualification for long-term commitment. So if you just want to date, then, you know, go to the guy that has the most fun, you know, gets you the most excited, takes you the places you want to go to. That's easy. We can get dates very quickly. I'm talking about if you really are serious and on your quest to find a life partner.
Okay, got it. Okay, what's the third question?
The third, fourth, and fifth question come from each person, from your particular wants and needs. So because the old dream mate list, it's like, oh yeah, I've got a dream mate list. I've got 300 things that I want in a guy. Really? And how are you going to screen for those 300 things? Mm-hmm. So what I teach people to use is the caveman theory to create that dream mate list, where you data dump all of the mind qualities that you're looking for. You mm-hmm. data dump all the heart qualities you're looking for, and then all the physical characteristics that you're looking for, but in that order. Then you go back and you start to see, what are the patterns that I'm seeing? What are the things that I starred and I underlined? Those you want to start really delving into using mind mapping techniques, so that you understand, well, what is an intelligent guy to me? So when I teach mm-hmm. classes, I have 3 women go to 3 different whiteboards in separate areas of the room and mind map out what does intelligence mean to them, and then step away and the class goes, oh my God, it's totally different. Mm. One wants a PhD, one wants street smarts, one wants someone who can talk, the other, you know, all these things are different. So you need to know, and then you create a conversational question so that when he answers, you're looking for all of those elements and characteristics that have now neatly folded in underneath that one word. Mm. And it needs to be conversational. So for one of my things is intelligence. So I just easily ask a guy, so tell me, what are some of the books that you're reading right now?
Okay.
I love seminars, personal development, reading, you know, all of that. Can you talk? Can you articulate? And so I've heard things like, oh my God, I haven't read a book since college. Thank God. Okay, we're done.
End of the second minute. Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not wasting your time. You're pre-qualifying in less than 5 minutes. You're out of there. I had another guy tell me, oh, I don't read any books, but you know, I read, and I'm like, well, do you read online? Oh yeah, I read Mad Magazine and Byte Magazine. I'm like, okay, we're done here. Right? And then another man said, well, you know, I'm reading like 5 books right now, one on personal development, and one, I'm reading the 5 Love Languages book, and then I'm reading this one about history, and I'm like, tell me more.
Oh, that guy was lying. He wasn't reading the love language. Look, I read that
actually
book.
Was.
I love that book.
That's my favorite of all books. Absolutely.
I love that book, but yep. No guys read that book. Sorry. I don't believe
it. Well, I saw it in his bookcase, so he wasn't fibbing. So there. But that's the point.
He actually got advice from his dating coach and then threw it in his bookshelf. That's what
that's
happened.
That's probably true. But at least he's trying, right?
Exactly. So then you craft, so you get a sense of what your wants are. But how do you do this in a craftful way? Like, even the question about what you love about your work, you know, for me as a guy, not that I'm a guy, but if I were to pretend to be a guy, I might think, oh, she just wants to know how much money I make. You know, because from reading all the, I'm interviewing next week a male coach, and there's a lot of insecurity. Like, she just wants to know, you know, the dollar signs next to my name. So if I were a guy and someone said, what do you love about your work? And that's the first impression, I think, like, oh, she's a money grubbing. That's all she cares about. So how do you, is there another
you
way?
You know what I say to guys? Get over it. Because you know what guys want in women? Hot women. Right? So here's the first question that men need to ask themselves. Am I physically attracted to her or not? If the answer is no, he's done. If the answer is yes, he moves on to get to know her. So it's just an unfair world. Guys need to have the ability to make money and provide. We're still wired like cavemen. And women have to look hot. It's about procreation. We're not wired any differently than that, even though we think we're really, you know, sophisticated society. So, you know, women think that it's unfair that the man wants them to have, you know, huge boobs and thin waist and big hips. Well, get over it, guys. We expect you to be able to provide. At least take us out for coffee and pay for it.
Okay, fair enough. What are the other questions that the guy would ask then?
So that's the man's first question.
Yeah, am I physically
right? It's
attractive.
About physical. Then he needs to fall
in
love.
Wait, is this really like, do I want to have sex with, I mean, let's like net it out.
Yes.
Is it, do I want to have sex with
Absolutely.
Her?
Absolutely.
Okay, got it.
Do I
All right, that's the first question.
Sex with her. Yes.
Okay, got it.
The second thing he needs to fall in love with is her heart qualities. You remember from women, it was mind, heart, and then physical. For men, it's physical, heart, and mind. And ladies, please understand, by the time a man is 40 years old, he has been rejected so many times. He is this little man inside saying, please accept me. They want to be trusted, first and foremost, accepted and appreciated for who they are. And so, you know, give the guy a break once in a while when he's making, you know, advances. You know, be supportive. The rejection is really tough on a guy. So for a man, he's looking for the heart qualities. Is she accepting? Does she appreciate who I am? Or is she, you know, critical?
Okay, so how are you going to – what question do you ask a woman to see? Like, can you look at my house and not criticize me? Like, what do you do?
Well, there's two ways to ask the question. One is to make the physical question to the person. And the other is to get the awareness, right? So let's say you're on a coffee date.
Okay.
And which is where you should go for your first date. And let's say what's important to the man is affection.
Right.
So that's a heart quality. So he's already hot for her. He's invited her for coffee. He's bought the coffee. Yay, good guy. Yeah. And now he's looking at her and she's looking around the room. She's got her arms crossed. She's leaning back. There is no affection towards him whatsoever.
Right.
So he now knows.
She could be nervous. No, she could be nervous. That's not fair. She could be nervous,
well,
right?
She can. However, that is leakage. If he sees it in multiple ways, that's how she's feeling around him. Well, okay, he needs to get confident, which is the next thing, right? So that he can then create that sexual tension and really get to know her. But at the same time, that affection, if he reaches out to like touch the back of her hand and she backs away, she's not affectionate. And so he's not going to be able to get that heart quality that he wants. By the way, guys never get to the mind qualities. Ladies, you say to me all the time, how come I talked about my job and he seems so disinterested? It's because he's imagining you naked. He doesn't care about your work.
That's depressing.
It's true. Guys are shaking their head right now. I know it.
Really? Okay, I need to have guys call in and confirm that this is the truth. So I'm talking about my job, and I'm all excited, and he's like, what you like in bed? This is
exactly.
What's happening? Oh,
exactly.
Brother.
So, but
so
here's
sad.
The thing. before you really worry about all these questions, you have to build the confidence. Men build it, women build it. It is the most important characteristic of anyone who is dating. Now, I'll give you the simplest way to do it with something you buy at a party store. Would that be interesting?
Okay. Yeah, but okay. Let me actually make sure I hear it. So the women's first questions are the, can imagine kissing this guy and tell me what you love about your work? The guy's is, can I have sex with her basically? Or would I want to have sex with her? Actually, probably both. Can I have sex?
Yeah, there you go. It's not good at all.
And then maybe there's not a question so much as a physical gesture, like if you want affection, doing something and seeing if it's returned. Yeah. And then it's a 3, 4, and 5, like, you know, pick what you care about and ask for 3, 4, and 5.
Exactly.
Okay. Got
and
it.
That's but what I help my clients do, is to formulate those conversational questions and to practice with people in the grocery store, you know, people at wherever they are at work, because I want them when the, you know, the wonderful person walks into their life, I want them to really have those questions practiced so they don't sit there and go, where's my notes? No, this just rolls off and you go check, or you're going, this doesn't work. So you, and then you don't know if the questions are right questions or not. We have to really practice them to make sure that it's really what you're looking for and not something that you're, you know, broken about and you really need. You know, we're not looking for needs. We're looking for your wants and your desires.
Okay. I want to hear how you get yourself psyched up after the next segment. And I also want to know how to craft the questions, because I know it may be easy for you, but it's hard for sometimes clients to come up with questions. So today, author Catherine Scott on Fired Up with CJ and Talk Radio Network. Up next, the secrets of basically how to get yourself psyched up. If you want to know more about Catherine or listen to other fabulous shows during our month of love, check it out at www.fireitupwithcj.com. Make sure to stick around for those freebies at the end of the show.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi there, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment, our dating expert Catherine Scott illuminating so many different things. I'm just so shocked about all these things. There's so much I didn't know about dating, but now it's too late because I'm married. So,
it's never too late. You should be dating your spouse.
Oh, I am. I go on to dates with my spouse all the time. All
I'd
the
love
time.
It.
Okay, so I wanted to briefly talk about, because, you know, some of the things that you're mentioning, if men look at physical, heart, and then mind, some of those heart things are kind of hard to craft as questions. I'm having a hard time trying to give me some hypothetical questions. So give me the quality that someone's looking for in a hypothetical question you would ask a woman for your questions 3, 4, and 5, because I'm having a hard time envisioning that.
Okay. So what women want is, number one, caring. Number mm-hmm. two, understanding. And number three, respect.
Okay.
And what's interesting, if you write those three words down and then right across from them, you write what men want, which is trust, number one, acceptance, number two, and appreciation, number three. What women need to understand is when they want to be cared for, they must trust and show trust to the man. So caring doesn't beget caring. Trust doesn't beget trust. So the best way for you to get what you want emotionally, which is caring, is to show the man that you trust him. And man, if you want a woman to trust you, you don't show how trustworthy you are. You show that you care for her. And that's
so
really
these are all behaviors, not really. So these are questions that you form in your head, and then you're watching behavioral patterns when you're meeting the person on the date then. So they're not specific questions.
No, these are specific questions. So okay. Let me give you a couple of examples, because I'm thinking you want some examples, but I definitely want to.
I want to hear these questions. I'm kind of shocked. All right, let's hear the questions.
So, for example, I have traveled to 27 countries, and I want to continue traveling. I love to travel. And so I don't go up to a guy and say, hey, how many countries have you been in? You know, that's an interrogation question. Mm-hmm. What I say is, so tell me, where is the favorite place that you vacation? Where do you love to travel to? Now, I've got people that literally say to me, oh, I don't have time or money for travel. Okay, so we're done here, right?
Right.
I have another guy that said, oh, I love to go to Ocean Shores. That's a place here in Washington on the beach. Well, I love warm water, scuba diving, any of those is, you know, really what I'm looking for in that question. And I said, oh, I love the beach. I said, where else do you go? And he goes, oh, just there. I have a condo there. I go, that's the only place I go. I'm like, no, that doesn't work. And then I have guys that say, oh, you know, I'd love to go to Europe. Have you been there? Maybe you could show me around. And I'm like, you know, by the time you're my age, if you love to go to Europe and you haven't, you don't want to go to Europe. I'm not going to be your guy, right? And then a guy would say, you know, the favorite place that I've been to was, you know, the Bahamas. Oh, my God, it was warm. It was sunny. The beaches were fabulous. I was scuba diving. And I'm like, oh, my God, tell me more. Because that's what I am into. So I'm looking for a value system. By the way, I'm not looking for interests. So if I ask the question, what do you like to do for fun, which is a great conversational question, you're not looking for identical interests. You're looking for the value system below their hobby. For example, right. If a guy skis, he's adventurous, outdoorsy, right? A little bit of a thrill seeker.
Right. So, okay, so you're drawing conclusions based on their answer. So the favorite place to travel, based on their responses, I'm hearing you filter like, I respect that or don't respect that. So of your qualities you're looking for in terms of respect, caring, understanding, but I would have thought you were saying that they would respect you. So I guess I'm having a little bit of questions in terms of what are the questions you would ask to see if they're caring, understanding, and respectful.
Okay. So caring. Let's say that you're, okay. And I actually have one that I use on a coffee date, and you know, guys may hate this, but it's a little test of caring.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let's back up for a minute and ask every single woman that's here listening. Okay. First of all, you go for a coffee date on your first date. I don't care if you met them online or it's a blind date or whatever. Coffee date. Now, if you ladies live in city A and he lives in city B that is 37 and a half miles from your city, where do you meet for coffee? Now, most women right now are going, oh, what's 37 and a half divided by 2? Wrong answer. The answer is he meets you at your favorite coffee shop in your neighborhood. Because if he's not willing to drive to you on the first date, it's over. Because I can predict with total confidence that you will be driving to his house from now on in. And that's not what you want. You got to feel like the queen and set yourself up to be the queen. And if he says, gosh, you know, can we meet halfway? You say, you know what? I love this coffee shop. It's perfect and I'm worth it.
I'm actually going to have someone meet me on top of a mountain then next time. If I ever go to Yeah, you know,
because
if
you're worth
me, they'll climb the mountain. Seriously.
Exactly. You know, in Europe, they used to go and get the Edelweiss. My grandfather did that for his sweetheart, you know? That's what they do the rest of their lives. So anyway, you're at the coffee shop. He buys you the coffee. It's lovely. Well, I don't drink coffee. I drink tea. And I love straws. I don't like drinking tea out of a cup. So I will sit down and I will never get the straw or anything. And ladies, if you don't drink straw or use a straw, then ask for a napkin. But I say, Oh, I forgot to get a straw. And then I just smile sweetly. If he's caring, he will get up and grab you a straw. One guy says to me, I think they're over there. Why don't you go grab one? We're done here. This is a first date. It's downhill from here. This is his best impression. But a lovely guy says, let me go grab you a straw. Did you want a napkin too? Perfect. He's
this person doesn't exist. No. See,
Kidding me?
No, I'm still, here's the thing.
Because if I act like the queen, he now must raise to the level of being a king. And that is the fourth level of development for a man. And women get a man to be a king. Otherwise, they are stuck as being a prince. And trust me, they would prefer that because it's easy. But that is not their best self. So let's get to the confidence thing, because that's the foundation.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's hear it. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to the party store. Ladies, buy a tiara. Buy a crown, okay, because you are the queen. Take it home and put it on 24/7 as long as you are awake. Wear it. Own it. The amazing thing is when I'm working with women who have young daughters, they will show the crown to their daughter. The daughter will put it on and she'll own it. Her posture will go up. She'll look for some high heels and she's just owning that crown. The woman, if she's, you know, a little bit broken, she puts it on and looks down and boom, it falls off. I want a woman to get to a place where the minute she walks out that door, she has her imaginary crown on her head and everyone looks and says, wow, look at her. The cool thing is, it doesn't matter what your body looks like. Confidence looks sexy on every body. And you can quote me on that. I'm not saying you have to be a perfect size 4. I've had wonderful, hot, sexy, confident women come to my speed dating events that were easily 50 pounds overweight, and the guys were mesmerized by them. Because they were confident and they moved their body. So I don't care if you're a sexy, gorgeous woman and you can't own your own body and own that crown, men are going to think you're broken. So ladies, get the crown, wear it proudly. And the minute you walk out the door, you're still wearing it and a guy will notice it and he'll step up to the plate. Men, your assignment is to go and get a Viking hat every morning. When you get out of bed, you put on your Viking hat, you strip off your shirt, you look in the mirror, you pump up into the muscle pose, look yourself directly in the eyes and say, damn, I'm hot.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah, you're going to laugh a little in the beginning, but after 30 days, trust me, the minute you talk to that man, you know he thinks he's hot. And all of a sudden now he can be the cocky, funny guy that creates the sexual tension with a woman.
Wow. Interesting. So a lot of this is owning your sexuality and those like bestial energies that are present in all of us because we are animals after all. But that's what I'm hearing. It's like owning those things versus like, I think we get so tamped down. Like we're not supposed to show those things. So
we were told that. Yeah. So you know what you do when you're going to go on a date or just to get yourself jazzed? You've got to have a happy CD. Create yourself a playlist of fabulous, happy songs that make you feel fun and sexy. So that, for example, I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. Love it.
Yeah.
Right. Listen to that as you're going to your coffee date. Because if you're listening to the radio and just as you drive into the parking lot of Atali's, the song comes on that you and your last boyfriend, it was your song and you broke up and now you're sad as you walk through the door. I'm here. Instead of, I got a feeling tonight's the night, and you walk in, you're like, hey, hey, you know, I'm here. Where are you? And he's like, whoa.
In fact, I actually think you should wear a tiara all the time. Seriously, why not? Why not? If you're going to command the room, do it all the time. I'm going to wear one when I get a latte next time. Why not?
I love it. And see what happens. First of all, everyone's going to approach you and they're going to go, wow, you're so hot. And you're like, yes, I know. Thank you.
They'll approach me, including the police will probably approach me. But, you know, why not? Maybe one of them will be a hot guy. Hey, okay, so Catherine's got an internationally recognized authority on dating on Fired Up with CJ and Talk Radio. Up next, a continuation of our conversation and listener callers. I want to hear from guys and women to see what they think about these strategies. You know what, Chris? I don't have the number. So can you pipe in? And I don't have the number. It's 800. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I know the number here in Westerly, but you know what? We'll have it after the break. How about that?
We'll have it after the break. So
sure.
Give us a call and also email me at fireitupwithcj@google.com, and you will get a free ebook that Catherine has created, Online Dating Made Easy, 6 Steps to Transform Your Profile from Common to Captivating. Wow, that's a great title. And again, you can actually go to her website too, katherinescott.com, and ebook Online Dating. And at the end, we'll also offer a raffle for a quantum quarter dating rescue coaching. And it's going to be fabulous. So
anybody that calls in gets it.
All right. Excellent. Okay. We will get the 800 when we get back.
That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be
bogged down by your daily grind, not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere.
Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word.
Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment, our dating authority, Catherine Scott, giving us wonderful advice about dating and the freebies you've been waiting for. Yay! So let me give you the right information. So anyone who emails me at firedupwithcj@gmail.com will win a free book, Online Dating Made Easy, and 6 Steps to Transform Your Profile from Common to Captivating for all listeners who email. And then anyone who calls in during the segment will receive a quantum quarter hour dating rescue coaching. So thank you, Catherine, for offering that. It's a great.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry, it's a mouthful.
All right. So we have a caller. We have Terry from North Stonington, Connecticut. Terry, are you there? Welcome.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting show. I just wanted to give the male side of the situation.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm not a young man. I'm almost 70. But I was divorced at 28 years of marriage. I was divorced. My wife just decided I was the wrong one. And that's kind of threw me off quite a bit. But when a man goes through that, it does some kind of damage to him. I really do believe that. Mm-hmm. It's hard for a man to even think that a woman could ever love him after that.
That's also how women feel.
6 women after me. And they all knew I'd just gone through a divorce, and they were all asking me to go out for coffee. And I was not interested in any of them at all. When you just go through a divorce, you're not interested in any female right at that time. You're not. It's just not. And I don't know how women feel about it, but I think they probably feel the same way. It's a bad taste in your mouth, and you don't want to get involved with anything. You just want to get away from it and let things calm down.
But see, that makes you one of the smarter men, because you took time to heal.
I also had women that were very interested in me, but they got a lot of baggage, and that's all they talk about. They don't talk about anything positive. They talk about, he treated me like crap, my boss is no good, I'm going to sue this one. You know, I've had a lot of negative things come from women that I wasn't interested in anyway, but they were thought that would make me attracted to them, I think. And it doesn't. Does not.
Well, first of all, you need to start moving the conversation towards more positive things, kind of take charge, and see if they can go there. If they can't, great.
I wasn't interested in these ladies anyway. So, I mean,
That you were seeing in your dating. Of course you weren't interested. They were reflecting back to you the negativity and the hurt that you were feeling in your life.
The loving part, you said about the affection, that is an important thing. And my ex-wife lives with me. She had problems emotionally and had to have medication, and she's cold as ice. She doesn't hug me. There's no kissing, no hugging, no anything. And that I miss. That is probably the most important thing that a woman can do is show affection. And I appreciate it when a woman gives me a hug. If I get a hug, it's like $1 million, you know. Yeah. It feels good.
We need hugs every day. It's important. We need physical touch. We need healthy physical touching. So find ways to do that, even if it's a kitty cat or a dog, you know. We need a way of getting that physical touching.
Well, I've kind
And ladies, listen, what you're saying is gold. Touch your man. Women need to be the ones to show that they're touchable, which I can tell you how to do that in your online
profile.
Yeah,
they act like untouchable, most of them, and they're very distant, and they I don't know what it is. They just the women that I would be interested in, a lot of them are going through the change, and they're not absolutely not interested in a man. If I'm attracted to them, there's nothing there. You know, they don't really want anything.
Can't really help you with that one. Hopefully,
Because of my age, I really am kind of limited.
You have more women in your age.
But I play. I'm an amateur musician. I play out, and some of the women that I play at convalescent homes, and some of the age they hug me, and I really appreciate that. I really think that's wonderful.
There's 70-year-old women that are hot, according to Catherine, right? There's still
There's a lot of women out there that look better than the 22-year-olds.
Exactly.
I love to
say that.
And they just got it, you know. And the lawyer, my lawyer. It's got to be a little over 60, but she's just fabulous looking.
Wow. Lucky lawyer, man. Terry, thank you
really
so much
is
for calling.
She's very, very warm.
Yeah.
I talked to her one time, and I had danced with her 45 years ago. And I remembered that night that I danced with her, only that one
single?
Time.
Was she single?
And she was driving a brand-new white Corvette, so I thought I was outclassed. I really, you know, that's another thing. Women who drive fancy cars... And, you know, sometimes they psych out the man. The man thinks, well, she's too risky for me.
But she
and
doesn't
that's
need
the way I felt. Maybe that was because I didn't feel good about myself. I don't know.
Exactly.
But I think this is a great show. I really think I'm making scalloped potatoes because I like to cook. And I just put them in the oven, and I was listening to the show, and I said, boy, this is really a good show.
Hey, Terry, honey, I need to actually for you to stay on the line after we get off because we need your information for your quantum healing or quantum quarter-hour dating rescue. So make sure to hang on the line. Don't hang up yet, okay?
Is it CJ?
Thank you for calling. Yes.
It is CJ. Okay.
Yes,
it
is.
I sometimes hear wrong. I thought maybe it was TJ or CJ. I wasn't sure.
It is CJ. Thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience.
I love what Terry said, CJ, about the affection. How about if I teach women how to show that they're affectionate and touchable on an online dating site?
You know what? We have a couple more minutes left, so if you can do that in like a minute and a half, let's go.
Okay. So, your picture is your 2-second first impression, ladies. So you want to wear the color of your eyes if you have green or blue eyes. If not, wear a nice blush tone color in a V-neck because men want to, first of all, it's very flattering. And then the way you show you're touchable is to literally touch your neck, or if you have a really nice necklace on, touch your necklace. Get your hand in the picture, and men will imagine as they're looking at you that you're touchable.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. And so don't wear black. Then
don't wear black
turtleneck. Black turtleneck's
the wrong. No, V-neck. Wear it either, you know, green or blue, or wear, you know, really a nice peach color.
Oh, this has been really fabulous. So, folks, email fireitupwithcj@gmail.com because you have to get these books. This has just been fabulous, fabulous advice. I love it. So, thank you so much. We're going to have you on again because it's just. I could talk to you forever. So, thank you so much.
You.
Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, we'll have Whitney Casey, a relationship insider to Match.com, and she's going to give us advice on how to add spark and sizzle to your online dating experience. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.